呼叫你学会了吗
？My message is, have you learned it?
我们知道有人说人生一连串的学习。
Some people say life is a series of learning.
这是有点道理的。
This is true.
因为我们从小做婴儿的时候就要学讲话。
Because ever since we are small, we begin by learning to talk.
也学走路。
We learn to walk.
稍微长大一点呢，我们到学校去学。
Then that we learn in school.
学一些知识，学一些技能。
We learn knowledge and we learn skills.
毕业做事更加不能脱离学习。
Even after you graduate, you are still learning.
我记得我在做事的时候，那时候电脑刚出来不久。
I remember when I just started my first job, the computer was very new.
两三年他就换了一个操作系统。
Every two or three years, they change the system software.
所以每次都要学。
So you got to learn a new skill.
特别在这个高科技高竞争的社会里面。
Especially in this high-tech competitive society.
稍微懒散一点。
If you are slack off,
你会落后。
And you get left behind.
我们知道在这个资讯很发达的时代里面
I know in this high tech time
只要你肯学
If you only need to learn
你什么都可以学到
You can probably learn it
从网络上
Either through the internet
你可以学到怎么做原子弹
You can even through internet you can learn to make an atomic bomb
你可以做咸鸭蛋
Or just egg sour egg
salty egg 那我很佩服有些人来到美国
I really admire people who come to America
因为他以前所学的在这边不能谋生
Because they all skill is no longer applicable here
所以他们就重新学习
So they go and acquire a new skill
我也佩服很多人
I also admire those other people
退休以后
After they retire
他重新来学画画
After retirement they learn to paint
写作
to write
甚至电脑
or even to learn to use the computer
我更佩服的有一些人
I most admire the law
你知道报纸常常有时候刊登出来的消息
very often we read about them in the newspaper
这些人他跟他的子女或者甚至他的子孙同时拿到一个学位
these people they receive degree at the same time as their children or their grandchildren
他们真是了不起
They are really admirable
那真是验证了我们讲的话学海无涯为情之岸
So that what Chinese saying that there is no end to the learning
不错啊而且活到老学到老的确是我们应该有个心态
We should always learning
但是这些知识跟技术上的学习
But this learning of skill and knowledge
益处还是很少的
Only have a limited benefit
因为只在今生里面得到益处
Because these are only benefit for this life
但是保罗所教导的这个生命上的学习
Paul also teach us other learning about life
不但使我们在今生无论在任何环境我们都能够保持心理平安跟喜乐
Not only will be beneficial to this life
我们可以保持
平安有喜乐 we can have peace and we can have joy
也能帮助我们生命成长
so it'll help our life to grow
以后在天上我们得福的
that you can even receive an eternal blessing
所以圣灵把使徒保罗学到的这些功课
the Holy Spirit used the lesson that Paul had learned
记载在腓立比书
He recalled them.
10-20
He recalled them in the book of Philippians, chapter 4.
就是为了要让信徒们一同去学习。
So that we can all learn together.
在今天这个动荡的时代里面。
In this our agitated society.
当人人都借着学习而得到的知识跟技术。
Through learning, we acquire knowledge and we acquire skill.
用在追求属地的丰富。
We use this learning to acquire earthly benefits.
你可曾想过要像保罗一样
Have you think about to be like Paul
在品德跟内心上
So that in the area of your character and your inner life
学习一个感恩 知足跟得力。
To learn about contentment, to learn about gratitude and renewal.
Okay. 保罗在写这部腓立比书信到了四章九节的时候。
When Paul wrote chapter 4 of Philippians,
到了第四章第九节。
At chapter 4 verse 9.
就已经把所有属灵的这些真理都讲出来了。
He already shared all the spiritual truth that he learned.
接下来呢，他就向腓立比教会，因为以巴伯提带来的礼物道谢。
Then he thanked the Philippian church for the gift that he received.
从书信里面我们看不到这些礼物是什么。
From the letter we can tell what these gifts are.
是不是金钱呢？物质呢？还是书籍呢？我们不知道。
I don't know whether these gifts are monetary or books or other things.
不过我们肯定知道，这个是以巴弗提为这件事来到罗马找保罗的。
He bring these gifts to Paul.
所以当以巴弗提在大病以后要回到腓立比。
So after he was sick and coming back to Philippians,
他要返回腓立比的时候，保罗就写这封信带他，叫他带回去。
So when he returned to Philippians, Paul entrusted him with this letter.
向腓立比表达他个人的感恩。
To express his gratitude.
感谢他们在他坐牢的时候来帮助他。
Thank him for helping him while he was in jail.
中国有一句古话，就是要到。
There's an old Chinese saying.
施恩莫忘报，受惠自已不忘，自不忘。
Don't forget to be thankful.
很好，很好。
保罗在这边向腓立比教会道谢。
Paul is thanking the Philippian church.
也求神回报他们的爱心。
Also ask God to reward them for their kindness.
祝福他们。
To bless them.
就像第十九节所讲的，神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用都充足。
But he said in verse 9 that my God will meet all your need according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus.
这是保罗这样子的做法，是显出。他一个基督徒该有的这个受恩不可忘。
Here in the letter, Paul show a sense of gratitude.
而保罗知道有一个属灵的原则。
Paul also know that one spiritual truth.
你为主摆上的
whatever you give for the Lord,
神必纪念，而且是更大的福气。
God will remember and will reward you for it.
照道理，保罗要向腓立比道谢。
Even though what Paul is thanking Philippians
是最简单的了。
This is something very simple.
但是我们看到保罗用了十节来讲这个。
Over here we see Paul used 10 verses to express his gratitude.
他在十一节他讲到他不是因缺乏说这话。
He said that I'm thanking you not because I'm in need.
第十七节说，我并不要求什么馈送。
Verse 17 he said, not that I desire your gift.
第十八节又说，我样样都有，并且有余。
I have received the full payment, I have more than enough, he said on verse 18.
如果人家送你东西，
if somebody gave it to you, give you
你这样子回答什么意思啊？
What does it mean to reply in this way?
好像他并不期望他们送什么东西过来。
He said, I'm not desiring all your gift.
但是他的确很向他们很感谢。
But he was very thankful.
所以他讲出这些话，其实是讲到他并不是只是感谢他们的赠品。
He is not just grateful for the gift.
而最重要，他感谢他们对他的关心。
He was very thankful for their love for him.
那保罗谢谢腓立比的爱心是有原因的。
There's a reason why Paul is so grateful.
因为我们看到经文，他说他们时常挂念着保罗。
Because in the verse we learn that they are constantly concerned for Paul.
他常常寻求机会来供应保罗。
They always seek opportunity to provide for him.
你看到十五、十六节，他讲到他出传福音的时候，离开了马其顿的时候，跟在帖撒罗尼迦的时候，他们都供给他。
He said ever since he left from Macedonia, they have been supplying him.
他们这份爱心的关怀
their love and concern for him
让在监狱里面的保罗得到安慰与喜乐。
So while Paul was in prison, he received a lot of comfort from them.
远远超过他们给他们的馈送。
More than just what a gift can do.
我不知道你们有没有想过
Have you ever think about
收礼物的感谢跟对爱心的感谢是不大一样的。
Do you know there's a difference between thankful for the gift and the thankful for the kindness behind it?
比如说我们教导小孩的时候
When we teach our children
当人家送你东西的时候你要说谢谢
When people give you a gift, you say thank you
但是很多时候小朋友很天真的
But sometimes the child are very candid
他不喜欢的时候他说不要
Some of the kids say, I don't want it.
那我们不晓得怎么办。
We don't know what to do.
实在我们应该教导他说，你也应该说谢谢。
Even then, we got to remind the kids, you still have to be grateful.
我的女儿教导我的那个孙子教导得很好。
When my daughter was teaching my daughter, kid.
她每次来我家，都不大要什么东西。
He never really asked for anything.
所以每次给他，他都说 No, thank you.
Every time gave him something, he said No, thank you.
所以你看看，听起来这个 Thank you 跟 No, thank you 没有什么区别。
Simon, thank you and No, thank you are the same.
但是你仔细想一想
，When you think about it,
谢谢你，这个是表示他对他正经的谢谢。
To thank is to thank for the gift.
不，谢谢是表示对那个。以有后面的那个爱心的谢谢。
Oh, no, thank you. It does imply that it's thankful for your kindness.
所以你们教导小孩记得，当他们 say no 的时候，也要想 thank you.
Even they say no, they should still say thank you.
让他慢慢懂得这是对人关怀心的一种感谢。
This is to express gratitude for the kindness they receive.
我们看到保罗受到馈送。
When Paul received these gifts,
他都很喜乐。
He was full of joy.
但是这个喜乐有三层。
But he had three levels to that joy.
是的，一方面，他因为坐牢，缺乏很多东西。
While in prison, he had a lot of need.
当他受到这种馈送的时候，他当然喜乐的。
So when he was received this gift, he was happy.
但是我们知道保罗这个人。
We know Paul.
他早已经把万事看作粪土。
He said, I treat everything like waste.
他就不会因为生活上有欠缺而感影响他的感受。
He said, I've learned to be content.
所以他在苦难中大喜乐的原因。
Even in his lacking, he experienced great joy.
不仅因为是肢体上的馈送。
Not because of the gift that he received,
而是感到肢体上对他那份患难与共的关怀跟雪中送炭的心。
He also experienced the concern and the care.
然而最重要的
，the most important，
是他也看到在肢体的关心后面。
He also realized that behind all these caring.
他的主没有撇弃他。
He see the faithfulness of God，
还是顾念他。
He see God concerned for him，
因为保罗知道腓立比对他的关心、他的帮助。
Because he realized this help from the Philippians
是主的圣灵、主的灵在感动才能发生的。
It was prompted by the working of the Holy Spirit。
所以经文说到保罗大大的喜乐原因。
That's why the scripture says Paul greatly rejoiced。
所以从保罗的话
From these verses,
我们可以觉察到
We realize
一方面他感谢腓立比教会的馈赠跟这个爱心
On one side he thankful to the Philippians
另外他更是感谢神对他的供应跟纪念
He also are grateful for God's provision.
他不要让别人觉得他是依靠人的帮助。
He is not just depending on human help,
而不依靠神。
And not on God.
那我们基督徒跟一般人在困境中得到帮助。
That's why our, as Christians, when we receive help in our need,
我们心存着感谢，跟人家不大一样。
Our gratitude is different.
因为我们是看到在人帮助的背后，是我们那位所依靠的神。
We also see the God who is behind these helps.
这就是基督徒对别人感恩应有的心态。
That is the attitude of a Christian.
我们固然要感谢人。
We thank the people who give gifts.
但是更是重要的要感谢神。
We also thank God.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要学会在生活上每一件事情。
We have to learn in everything in our life.
认定主是在我们身上居首位。
We see that God is.In charge.
他不但是丰富的主，是供应的主，也是信实可靠的主。
He not only supply our need, he is also trustworthy.
这是我们第一个学习。
This is what we have learned here.
就是感谢神的供应。
We thank God for his supply.
知足的原文意思就是满足跟满意。
To be content is to be satisfied.
那是在当时希腊的一个哲学。Stoa 派、
there's a Greek philosophy, the Stoics.
他们的教导、
they teach you to be content.
他们认为一个人如果经过、自律的操练
if you, they teach you, if you discipline yourself enough,
就可以根绝一切的欲念
you can get rid of all your desires,
消除一切的情感
you can take a lot of emotion away,
甚至可以控制你自己的
You can use that to control your own will.
这样呢，你就可以不再受环境的影响。
And you can won't be affected by your environment.
你也可以有足够的能力来对付所处的境况。
You will have enough strength to deal with your circumstance.
这些听起来好像是佛教徒的修炼。
It sounds very similar to Buddhism.
他们落发出家。
They shave their hair and just leave the world.
然后可以就把七情六欲都除去了
somehow get rid of all the desires
但是保罗在这边呢讲到知足是借用使多亚派的个人意志的助往满足
but over here when Paul talk about the contentment
他是借着使多亚派所讲的
he related to the stoicism
改成为在基督里的满足
Change that to the contentment in Christ.
对史多亚派来讲，知足是人的一种成就。
To a Stoic philosopher,
知足是一种成就。
To be content is an accomplishment.
但是对保罗来说，知足是从神来的礼物。
But to Paul, contentment is a gift from God.
史多亚的主张知足 self sufficient.
Stoicism talk about self-sufficient.
但保罗讲的是依赖神的满足。
But for Paul, God means it's sufficient in God.
因此，这种靠主而有的内心满足是不受外在的影响的。
That's why this sufficiency in God is not dependent on your circumstance.
很可惜，世人常常误解了基督的意思。
Unfortunately, a lot of people misunderstand what it means to be content.
有人认为把一切物质的需求欲念都抛弃了。
Some people feel that if you can get rid of all your desires,
有人说要把我们的感情拿去了。
If you don't have that feeling for it,
那这就可以达到了知足。
And you reach the stage of contentment.
这是对知足错误的看法。
But this is a misconception.
但是很多人就因为这个错误的看法
，because this wrong idea.
就甚至指责基督教的知足的真理
And they begin to accuse the biblical teaching
他们说这个知足是麻醉人的鸦片
That's why they say religion is like an opium for people
它阻挡人类进步
It stops the human progress
所以他们以为圣经的知足是劝人无论在什么情况之下你都安分守己
They thought the Bible is teaching you to be content in whatever circumstance you are at
无论你怎么不满，你都要忍声、忍气吞声。
Whatever, you are discontent, you've got to be patient.
人家有钱你没有钱你就看作是一种天命不要反抗。
When you see other people have more money than you have, then you should be just content.
而且还要顺服忍受。
You just have to bear it.
这样的解释完全不是圣经的教导。
But this is not a biblical understanding teaching.
圣经从来没有这样的教训人的。
This is not what the Bible teach.
所以你处在什么情况你就永远不要改变。
That you should be content with your circumstances.
也没有说我们如果处在贫穷的环境就不要改善我们的生活。
No, the Bible teach you that you should be content in your poverty and not try to improve.
圣经真正的教训是在神面前我们人人都平等的。
The Bible did teach us that we are all the same, equal before God.
没有贫富尊卑之分。
But God don't see you rich or make any difference to God that you are rich or poor.
每一个人都可以追求机会。
We can all search him.
保罗的知足不仅仅说到处境上有难处的时候知足。
Paul is not talking about mere contentment in your circumstance.
他在生活上对物质的欠缺也是知足。
He is content with whatever material circumstance he has.
所以他在十二节说：“我知道怎么处卑贱，也知道怎么处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。”
That's why on verse 12 he said, I know what it is to be in need and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every circumstance.
能够处饥饿、卑贱跟缺乏是一件不容易的事。
To be content in need or in plenty is not easy thing.
你想想看，一个人吃不饱、穿不暖，或者自己很卑微的地位，仍然能够不怨天尤人。
When you are in need and in hunger and yet not complain, it's not easy.
又不忧虑着急，还能维持正常情形的感受。
And to be able to not worry about it and be content.
这是不容易学的功课。
This is a difficult lesson to learn.
特别是保罗信主以前。
Especially before Paul became a Christian.
对他来说，饥饿卑贱缺乏的情况从来没有发生在他身上。
For him, this lacking and poverty he had never experienced before.
但是信主以后
，after he accepted Christ，
他却是天天要面对要学习的功课。
These are the things he encountered every day.
在另外一方面
，on the other words，
要学习处在饱足、丰富跟有余的状况。
To live in contentment.
也许更是困难
is even more difficult.
因为一个人如果有钱了
once you are rich
他的心就很难完全依靠神
people become feel no need for God.
当你富足的时候
very often when you are in plenty
你要什么就有什么
you can have whatever you want
你要做什么就做什么
you can do whatever you want to do
就很容易把神忘记
At that time, you often forget about God.
一般人甚至有些基督徒
especially among many Christians,
大都是遇到不如意的时候才来依靠神。
Only when we encounter difficulty, then we come looking for God.
有了欠缺的时候再向神祷告。
When we are in need, then we come pray to God.
而且一旦情况改善了
very often once the situation improves,
所想的得到了。
We get what we wanted.
我们很快又忘记了。
Very often again, we forget about God.
究竟处卑贱容易呢，还是处丰富容易呢
？It is to be easy to be in plenty or easy to be in need.
你们说呢
？What would you say?
不敢说啊，因为你们又不贫穷又不富有。
Most of you are probably in between.
其实这两个。处境都不容易回答。
Actually, these two situations are all hard situations.
难怪在箴言书里面
That's why in the book of Proverbs,
有一个雅古尔向神发出了一个有智慧的祈求。
There's a prayer in there in the book of Proverbs.
我想你们都很熟悉的箴言书。
In Proverbs,
30
chapter 30,
8-9节。那边怎么说呢？我念给你们听。求你使虚假和谎言都远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐给我虚用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你。说耶和华是谁呢？ 又恐怕我贫穷，就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Keep falsehood and lie far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, Who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God.
然而雅古尔跟保罗的境界完全不一样。
The author of this passage is not in the same situation as Paul.
因为雅古尔还是向神祈求而已。
He prayed to God.
但是保罗已经学会了。
But here, Paul had already learned his lesson.
在这个世代里面，人人都缺乏一个知足的心。
In our time, we all lack this contentment.
人人都充满各种不知足感。
We all feel very discontent.
有人觉得时间很不够用。
Some people may not have enough time.
最好一天有25个小时。
You need 25 hours in the day.
有人觉得金钱不够多。
A lot of people, they don't have enough money.
巴不得他人的银行户口多加几个零。
Couple more zero on his bank account.
有人嫌他的地位不够高。
A lot of people feel their position is too low.
常常都在人底下做事。
Always working under other people.
有人不满成就不够大，成就不够大。
They feel they did not accomplish enough.
那当然了，夫妻之间也有怎么样，对对方的不知足感。
We also feel very discontent, unsatisfied with our spouse.
这个我就不解释了。
This, I don't need to explain.
你们心里自己明白。
Everybody know.
我曾经在国内跟一个同工交通。
I was talking to a friend in China.
因为讲到国内这十几年来啊，变迁很大。
We talk about the change that happened in China.
社会人心都在变。
People's thinking and their idea are changing.
他就说，他很感叹地说。
He told me.
他说穷人啊，只要求一点点。
The poor man only wants a little.
但是有钱人他渴望有很多。
And the rich wants more.
无知足人他要所有。
And people who are discontent want everything.
这是讲出人心无知足的欲望。
It describes the discontent in human heart.
有人问苏格拉底。
Somebody asked Socrates.
世界上最富有的人是谁？
They asked him who is the richest person.
这个希腊的哲学家说
This Greek philosopher answered,
知足的人就是最富有的人。
He said the contented person is the richest.
我们中国人也讲过知足常乐。
That's why the Chinese saying of contentment is always happiness.
知足会带给人喜乐。
Contentment brings happiness.
保罗就是一个喜乐的人。
That's why Paul is a happy person.
啊，他经过各种不同的遭遇以后
，He experienced many difficulties.
他就领悟到神的帮助是可靠跟真实的。
He realized God's supply is trustworthy.
所以他接受所处的环境。
That's why he accept his circumstance.
信靠着神赐的力量而知足。
And through the strength God gave him, he become content.
所以我们看到保罗不是教导基督徒要过一个刻苦啊无益的生活。
Paul did not teach us to put up with our life.
而是要我们在所拥有的物质财富上知足。
But be content with what we have.
保罗此处不但给我们树立了一个知足的榜样。
Paul not only gave us an example for contentment.
他也教导我们学一个功课。
He also teach us another lesson here.
就是无论何时何地。
In every circumstance,
我们都可以靠着基督的大能来面对一切。
Now we can, through strength in Christ, we can face them.
保罗没有把这个秘诀清楚地跟我们讲。
He did not explain this secret clearly here.
不过我们从他所写的书信的教导。
But we can learn from other his other letters.
和他一生对神、对人、对事的态度。
And from a lot of his description of Paul,
我们可以把他自助的秘诀总结出来。
We can summarize his secret.
第一，在任何情况下，我们都要依靠丰富信实的神。
That in every circumstance, we trust the God But who will supply our need?
第二，我们应该常为神所赐的一切感谢他。
And we must always be grateful for everything that we have received.
而不是埋怨或者贪求别人拥有的东西。
And not complaining or wanting more.
我们日常的生活既不是禁欲，也不是放纵。
We are not going to be constrain or compress ourselves or to indulge ourselves.
而是要常常与主相连接。
But to be connected to God.
就像枝子跟葡萄树一样。
Like the vine connected to the branches.
虽然我们没有办法去拣选贫穷、饥饿、缺乏或丰富、饱足、有余的生活。
Even though we cannot have the choice of rich or poor.
我们却要顺服神对我们一生的安排。
We must be content and submit to what God has provided.
所以我们必须要认识到。
Because we realize.
现在我们所拥有的。
Whatever that we have now,
或者正在要追求的
whatever we are pursuing,
一切的人事物
everything or people,
包括我们的学位
our degree,
财富
our wealth,
房子
our house,
妻子儿子
our wife, our children,
所谓的五子登科
all these positions,
都是暂时的
all these are temporary,
唯有对神的信心
Only the faith in God,
爱心
the love of God,
盼望
our hope in God,
并主的救恩跟与他的关系
and our relationship to Him,
这个才是永恒的
These are eternal things.
正如哥林多后书四章十八节
That's why in Second Corinthians
四章
Chapter 4
十八节，他说原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
In verse 18, it says, "So that we fix our eye not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal."
这是我们第二个的学习。
This is the second lesson.
我们要满足神对我们一生的安排。
We want to be content with what God has provided for us.
前面讲到这两个学习。
After these two lessons,
对欠缺的时候要感谢神的供应。
In lacking, we thank God for His supply.
在任何环境，我们要满足神的安排。
We are content in every circumstance.
这些都要靠着依靠主而来的。
It's coming from trusting in God.
那第三个学习。
The third point I want to teach.
要得到神能力
we want to receive strength from God
这更需要依靠主不可
even more we need to depend on him
因为保罗很清楚看到
because Paul clearly teach
唯有主丰盛的恩典跟能力
only through God's grace and strength
我们才能活出神所赐的生命
we can, with that can we live out the life that God
做成神的功
To do God's work.
因为神从来不要我们凭我们自己的才能做事。
Because God doesn't want us to do it through our own strength.
有一位属灵的长者这么说。
This is a spiritual author that talk teach.
当我们属灵的生命成熟到一个地步
，When you reach a spiritual maturity,
能够像摩西说，我是。笨口拙舌的。
Now you can be like Paul, like Moses who said, I'm slow in tongue.
那时神才会用我们说话。
Then God can use Moses.
今天我们在神的家中服事。
As we today serve in God's church.
更加需要依靠神。
We even more we learn to depend on him.
因为属神的工作只能依照神的意思，靠着神的能力去做。
Because God's work cannot be done.Through God's strength and through God's will.
教会的事工就是神的工作。
The work of church is the work of God.
他要透过圣灵在我们身上完成的。
It's something that God works through His Spirit to accomplish in our life.
很可惜，很多时候
，unfortunately，
我们往往把教会事工用开会讨论来安排就绪。
Very often we use our meeting to resolve a lot of work in the church.
这并不是不好，也不是不对。
Not that this is wrong.
但是呢，我们就很容易忽略了 依靠神。
Very often we neglect God.
也不用祷告去寻求神的旨意。
We do not search for God's word through prayer.
主对这样子的服事很严厉的说。
Strictly speaking, God is not happy with.
他说离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Because he said that without me, you can do nothing.
所以我们看到做神工作能力只有在基督耶稣里才可以达到。
That's why we can only accomplish things that is through Christ.
这个能力就是主耶稣复活的能力。
And this strength is the resurrection strength of Jesus Christ.
而且基督徒无论做什么事都不是出于自己，也是出于神的作为的。
Now all Christians should be done not through our will but through God's will.
所以腓立比二章十三节说，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。二章十三节 Chapter 2
Verse 13 For it is God who worked in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
基督徒不是自己去立志行事，
We don't make up our mind to work，
而是因为神在他心里运行，给他力量才能做成。
Because God works through us.
我们常常说把一切荣耀都归给神。
We say, may all the glory to be to God.
我不知道这个是不是这种口头禅而已。
I don't know what it is, just a jargon or slogan for us.
其实它原来的意思是这样子的。
What it really means is,
当一个人接受主的时候，
when somebody accept Christ,
他不但得着神的生命，
not only receive a new life,
他也得着基督复活的能力。
He also received the resurrection power of Christ.
所以神才能够造就运行在我们心里的大能大力，充充足足的成就一切。
And God can work through that person through His strength.
所以一个基督徒明白所做的不是自己的才能。
When a Christian realizes it's not depend on his own ability to accomplish things,
也不是靠自己的努力，
not through his own hard work,
完全是依靠圣灵借助我们心中基督复活的能力，
but solely through the resurrected power of Christ.
因此明白这道理的信徒，
once we understand this truth,
他就把一切荣耀都归给神，
he will give glory to God.
所以我们来看到第四章十三节，保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
That's why in chapter 4 he said, I can do all things through Christ.
这边的凡事是指说神要保罗去做的事。
This all thing is the thing that God wants Paul to do.
或者是神安排他所遭遇到的事。
Or the second thing which God put him into.
那保罗说这句话的意思就是说，凡神旨意要他做的事情，
what Paul means that whatever God's will for him to do，
哪怕是面对着很大的困难跟欠缺，
even is in great difficulty or need，
他都有办法去应付，
he can overcome them，
不是因为他比别人强，
not because he is stronger than others，
也不是因为他有过人的本领，
or because he has special ability，
而是他知道活在主里面，主会在一切事上都加给他力量。
Because he knows in all these circumstances God will give him strength。
我们如果把和合本圣经这个第一个我字移到后面的话，
If in the Bible we put I last，
靠着那加给我力量，我凡事都能做。
Through him that gave me strength，
在英文大概没有不一样啊。在中文的话，你把它改的话，那这意思就很清楚了。他因为这边讲的，就不是说我凡事都能做
，Now I can do all things，
也不是说依靠主所赐的能力，我凡事都能做。
Now also now I can do all things by depending on God，
而是说。我借着那赐力量给我的主，我凡事才能做。
What he means is that through God who gave me strength, I can do all things.
他强调的是那个主。
He said through God,
不是那个能力。
Not the ability.
所以我们看到保罗说他凡事都能做，不是因为他信主以前。
He said that I can do all things.
他那时候他是很聪明。能干
because of his ability or his knowledge
而是他信主以后，他觉得自己的软弱啊，更愚拙。
But is and after he received Christ, he realized his own weakness and ignorance.
但是他靠着那加给他力量的主，他凡事都能做。
But through Christ who gave him strength, he can do all things.
因为他明白神做事的法则。
Because he realized that's how God works.
为神工作的人必须要相信顺服跟依靠主。
People who work for God must.Trust and rely on Him.
所以，既然凡事都能做，是依靠赐能力的主基督。
We can do all things because we rely on Him.
因此，保罗认为得神能力的秘诀。
That's why Paul said the secret of renewal of receive strength.
就是信徒要常常住在主里面。
That you have to be in Him.
因为这是得能力的根源。
Because that's the source of your strength.
第二。主若允许有事情临到我们身上，他也必加增力量给我们。
If God allow circumstances to happen to us, He will give you the strength to encounter them.
但唯有肯让神在我们身上做工的人，才有能力做神的工。
And only those who are willing to let God work will have the strength to.
所以我们看到保罗有了一位能加给他力量的主。
Now we see God to have somebody who will strengthen him.
他就不再有其他的要求。
Then he have no other need.
他已经满足了。
He is content.
他有很大的喜乐。
He experienced great joy.
他更能够说他可以做任何事。
And he also can say that I can do all things.
所以你看到基督徒的知足。
That's why the Christian contentment.
喜乐不是乐天主义。
Christian joy not just mean happy.
或者说今朝有酒今朝醉的心态
just being happy with whatever good thing what we have
而是认识到依赖主以致凡事都能做的喜乐
but is to realize and depend on God and the contentment of our source of our contentment
在这个末世充满了错误价值观念的社会里面
in our time where a lot of wrong value are being taught
我们若能够以圣经所教导的正确自主观念
well, we can stand our value on the biblical truth
来抵抗这个功利化社会的潮流
to fight against this current value
我们就不至于迷失
we would not be lost
也可以从忧虑中得到释放
we can also be released from a lot of anxiety
愿神祝福的话
and God bless his word
我们说谢谢爸爸
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lesson you have taught us. Father, use these words to strengthen your children so that we can become the kind of person that you want us to be, so that we can learn to be content, we can learn to have strength, we can learn to rely on you. Father, we thank you for what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.